Welcome to Cisco on Cisco Case Studies, a series in which we cover what Cisco IT has learned from some of its key internal solution deployments. In the next 3 minutes, you'll hear how Cisco launched a successful program to continually refresh the core IT infrastructure in its global enterprise. And now, welcome inside Cisco IT. If your company's considering deploying new network technologies, but your network infrastructure is not ready to support them, your problem is similar to the one Cisco faced in 2005, when the IT infrastructure could not support new advanced network technologies. Cisco needed to move quickly to create a process to prevent the problem of inflexible, limited infrastructure. When companies can bring a new technology online quickly, the reward is productivity gains, cost savings, and user satisfaction. But in 2005, Cisco learned that deferring technology refreshes in its production network at a hidden cost. It slowed the deployment of valuable new technologies, such as enhanced wireless, IP telephony, and network security, that would support the company's business goals. One IT manager recalls that the Cisco infrastructure was unable to support key projects that were important to the business, such as increasing power over Ethernet for Cisco wireless and IP telephony network upgrades, and network admission control for its desktop network. Before it could roll out these new technologies, Cisco IT needed to upgrade 1,100 desktop access layer switches at Cisco offices worldwide, and doing this would take almost 2 years. Cisco IT never wanted to be forced to delay important business projects for a lengthy network upgrade because of an outdated infrastructure, and therefore launched the IT Fleet Management Program, a cost-effective plan to continually refresh the core IT infrastructure in phases while conserving budget dollars. IT Fleet Management gives Cisco the agility to adopt new technologies without waiting for a network upgrade. As an early adopter of new technologies, Cisco can ensure that its IT infrastructure stays current. The Cisco IT project team implemented the new program in 4 steps. First, they identified the factors that trigger major or minor infrastructure upgrades. Second, they performed an exhaustive inventory to identify all the equipment currently in place. Third, the team planned and scheduled the first set of upgrades. Last, they secured ongoing annual funding for future incremental upgrades, which called for a commitment from Cisco management to a significant ongoing investment. So far, the IT Fleet Management team has met all of its upgrade schedules. In addition, Cisco IT's requests for business financial support to fund incremental upgrades keeps the infrastructure flexible and allows for new technological deployments. IT needs to be quickly responsive to business needs. Because the infrastructure stays current, the company no longer loses valuable time determining whether it can support a new technology. And swift deployment translates into productivity gains, operational savings, and improved user satisfaction for Cisco. Upgrading the network proactively instead of reactively also makes Cisco more able to predict capital expenditures. Thank you for listening. You can find more information on the Cisco IT Fleet Management Program and many other Cisco on Cisco case studies at www.cisco.com/go/cisco-it.